Hello, and welcome back to Thornvale. Before we get started, I do want to invite everyone to join us over on the Cast Junkie server, because we love hanging out with you and talking about stuff, and we love seeing your arts that get posted over there all the time. It is a great, awesome community full of lots of other awesome AP podcasts. If you get to the end of Thornvale and suddenly need something to listen to, you can ask a bunch of people in there and they will give you lots of good recommendations. And if you can't get enough of our voices and hilarious personalities, we also have a Patreon, which has our second show, which has over 30 or 40 hours of content for you to listen to. So if you have run out of Thornvale and need more of us, then we've got more of them. More of that for you. Oh, and if you've come to the end of Thornvale, if you have recently caught up on the show and you haven't listened to the one-shots that we've done, I highly recommend you go back and listen to the one-shots because they are very good.
And one of them even relates to Thornvale specifically.
Yeah, it does. So, the Florida Borealis set in Thornvale. Actually, by the time this one comes out, I don't know, maybe two of them will have related to Thornvale. Mm. Yeah, we are planning a one-shot that is set in Thornvale. It's just taking a while to get around to getting it to it because now we're bi-weekly. We have to be bi-weekly with the other show because I have to have a life every once in a while.
Yes,
but
we'd
also
like to have lives.
I hate it though. I still want to do more. Running your own business is hard. All right, let's go ahead and get started, guys, and find out what happened last time on Thornvale.
So my back, I tried to heal it myself and that didn't work. But I stuck it out until I passed out. and Oliver literally had to carry me to Miguel. I still haven't talked to Miguel, but I talked with Stanley while I was there. I talked to Stanley about the council and if he trusts them to not just kill me anyways, even if I don't do anything with the key. And Stanley says he doesn't trust them to not kill me. So that's great. So a couple of weeks, 2 weeks, since I got healed up by Miguel, I went back again because I still need a couple more treatments. Miguel says this should be the last one, but I came back and Oliver said he felt weird about a story he heard at the Blackout Society. So I talked to him about it and he said some guy's daughter disappeared and that he was at the same place, the same area that night, but he didn't notice anything. So I decided to, look into his memories and see exactly where he was so we could go back there. And someone messed with his head. I don't know if they deleted something, changed something, blocked something, but there was just this white static, and Oliver is really confused and doesn't remember a lot of what he did that night or misremembers it. I don't know. Something weird is going on, and we've decided we're going to go investigate.
So, Sammy and Oliver are going to go look at this. Sammy and Oliver, are you taking anyone else? I can only answer for Sammy, because Oliver will be happy to just go with you.
I don't think so. I don't think she would immediately think, this is dangerous. I think she just thinks this is weird. But she is going to text the group chat and say, someone else in Thornvale is messing with people's heads.
Well, I feel a little bit better than I did a second ago. The viewers could see my face when Sammy was just like, nope, I'm not going to tell anyone. I was just like, what? And then she said she was going to text the group chat. So at least I've got that. So Bjorn sees that and he just says, got any more context? ?
She texts basically bullet points. Girl disappeared downtown. Oliver was there, but doesn't remember. Looked in his head and just saw white static. Oliver is in the group chat now, by the way, so he is,
yeah.
Speak for himself.
Yeah.
Yes. Oliver figured he would let you deal with it.
I think Bjorn's just going to reply and say, do you think I should look into it from the missing persons angle?
I think Sammy would kind of nudge Oliver and be like, can you send him the guy's name and stuff so he can look him up or look her up?
Oh, yeah, of course. And Oliver will text that information to the group chat as well.
Did she give the context that this guy is part of the Blackout Society, or did she not remember to say that? If she gave
either one of them would say it.
Yeah, we'd probably tell, yeah.
Okay, because that's going to change how Bjorn goes at this. If the Blackout Society, who kind of knows who he is,
Yeah, I think after Oliver would send the information, Sammy would say, like, Oliver met him at the Blackout Society.
Okay. And Bjorn just says, I'll see what I can find out.
And is this happening on, what time of day was this? This is in the evening, right?
I don't think I specified a time of day.
I don't think they said it. It was just whenever Sammy got back from getting her back healed up.
Okay.
It's probably around midday because Elisa's still at work.
Oh, okay. Then Henry would be unable to respond at this time.
Yeah, Henry's probably at school.
At school?
Yep.
Okay. So I think we're going to go, we're going to start with Sammy and Oliver. So we'll start with you two. I will say, Henry, you do probably have your phone. Whether you're looking at it or not is entirely up to you. You're not supposed to be, but if you do look at it, you're welcome to.
I think he has learned how, given his line of real work. He has mastered the art of looking not looking like he's looking.
Does he have one of those fake books that has like the cutout for his phone so he can like close it so it looks like a book, but it actually has the phone inside?
Yes, he does. He absolutely would have.
All right, sure, why not? That's definitely, yeah. I get, that's a Henry thing to have.
Because he's too cool for school. He doesn't care.
But
so.
I feel like he would have made sure he actually read the book first before he cut it up to make his little, like, you know.
Probably.
Of course. I think just for flavor and how on brand if this is a vampire, his fake book is Dracula.
Okay, sure. Why not?
Very fitting.
You're in lit class. All right. Sure. That makes sense. So, Henry, you have this information. Do with it what you will. Feel free to ask around the school, I guess. Whatever you can do.
I think he does one of his looks and sees this pop up, reads it. He's a little confused because he hasn't, you know, he's been out of it for a while as well. And he just hurriedly types back, "We'll ask around."
We'll ask around. All right, sure.
No, I said.
Will.
Will.
W-I-L-L. Okay.
Not we.
All right. Well, that's less exciting.
Yeah, that's less exciting.
I like Will ask around.
I know, but that implies that he's going to...
I know.
Oh, by the way.
Well, there are a few people you could ask around with, so... All right. So, we're going to start with Sammy and Oliver. You guys drive over to West. I think it's on West. So, you guys drive over to West. To this sort of touristy section of the kind of on the beachy area. It's near the hotel where you guys had the big fight with Jadis. And there are kind of a row of bars and clubs and restaurants.
You had a continuity error there.
I did.
We fought, well, Jadis ran away in Sammy's body on East, not West.
No, it wasn't. It was on West.
Oh.
That was on East. We went over to East on the ferry. Yeah.
Okay, see, I thought I was saying East, but you're correct.
See, there's not an L trick
Shut
for,
up,
like, W
okay?
and
I'm
E
not good
for
at East and West.
You can't, like, you can make a W and an E kind of with your fingers.
No,
but
it's not. It's not good.
No trick.
I'm sorry. There's no trick, but I know what East and West is. It's just my brain doesn't formulate it very well, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, so yes, I'm sorry. You are on East. That is correct. You're on the fancy side of town. That's the important part. So, you guys, where are you guys going? You going to that exact spot?
Yeah, I mean, I guess we start there and then look to see if we can figure out exactly where the girl was or, you know, ask around if anyone saw her.
Yeah. So, I think Oliver would know, Oliver would know which bar she was last in. Because I think that would be the last place her friends saw her. So I think you would know which bar she was last in.
So I think we'd probably stop at the bar that Oliver was at first and then make our way down to whatever bar she was at.
So you go to the Fishbone Bar.
Oh, never mind. She answered it. I was going to ask you to give us a name, but you did.
I did. That was the bar that Oliver was at with the other members of the Blackout Society.
The Blackout
so
Society
there?
Has a different connotation when it's referencing bars.
So, nice.
Very nice.
Do they have an in joke about that?
Yes.
Maybe like, some of them.
Okay. I like that. That's too good.
Okay. So you guys go to this bar. What do you do?
I want Sammy to look around, maybe I guess with the sight to see if she sees anything there. just any kind of like magical like essence left over. I know it's been a while, but she just wants to make sure they're covering their bases.
Okay, sure. This was a few days ago at this point, so
weeks, isn't it?
Go ahead and roll me for the site. I guess it's investigate a mystery, right? So does anything specific happen with the site?
It's a 4, by
the
way.
On a 4? On a failure?
It doesn't say anything. The site, it just says you can see the invisible, especially spirits and magical influences you may communicate with, and maybe even make deals with the spirits you see, and they give you more opportunities to spot clues when you investigate a mystery.
So she was investigating a mystery, so it'd be the investigate a
okay.
mystery failure, right?
Yeah, I think
Which is usually, like, wrong information or
yeah usually
no
or
information.
Just no information. It really depends on the options. Yeah, so I think Sammy opens up the site and starts looking around, and there's just nothing here. There's just not anything in this particular place. It's either it's too long ago or you just can't really tell. There's nothing in this place that you can really keep an eye on out here.
I think before they leave, she looks over at Oliver and says being here trigger anything for you? Like, do you remember anything, or?
No, not really. I had a nice evening, I think.
I think Sammy kind of chuckles and nods.
I mean,
says,
if I'm being perfectly honest, I was also drunk, so
yeah, I
had a really good time.
I could tell. I could tell. It's fine. Let's go down to where she was last.
Yeah, all right. And so Oliver leads you down to this club along the sort of the beachy area. It's maybe like 2 blocks back from the beach. And he leads her there and says, apparently this was the last place that she was seen. Her friends report she was kicked out of the bar because she wouldn't pay for her drinks.
Do you know what time? You said around the time you left the bar, or?
Yeah, well, I was gonna leave and then I didn't. Still not sure why, but I thought I walked outside.
What time were you planning to leave?
I was planning on leaving around, would have been shortly after the sun went down, maybe an hour after, maybe 10 o'clock. No, it would have been earlier than that. Maybe 9 o'clock?
Why don't you look on your Uber app? Does it say? There should be a record of a...
Oh, I hadn't thought about, because I didn't think I actually called. I thought I had thought about it and then I didn't, and he pulls out his phone and kind of flicks through it and goes, 9:32 apparently. It says that the person shows up and I never came out. They said they called me. I don't remember that at all. Anyways,
I think whatever
this is
you,
alarming.
Yeah, I think whatever you or whoever you talked to made you forget that you called an Uber and just had you wait inside.
Yeah, but why?
I really don't know.
Okay. Well, apparently it was around 9:30, so... Which is about when they say the girl was kicked out, or maybe a little earlier, or a little later.
Can I use magic to observe another place or time and go exactly to that time in front of this bar?
Well, I don't know. Can you? Go ahead and roll for it.
That's an 8.
What's your glitch?
Problematic side effect?
Okay. So, Sammy, you kind of focus. Do you kind of, like, sit down on the curb, or do you just stay there standing?
She just stands there, just kind of holds on to, like, I think Oliver's, like, upper arm and closes her eyes just to, like, have something to ground her while she kind of takes a look around.
That makes sense. So you close your eyes and rewind back in time until you reach that night. And I think pretty quickly you see this girl get thrown out onto her butt on the sidewalk and are getting up, yelling at the bouncer in the front, in front of the door, and then getting the door slammed in her face. You see, you follow her kind of down the road a little bit, and then she starts walking towards the beach, and Sammy, you pretty quickly hear the sound of a car coming, and you see that same silver car with the blacked out windows, sort of almost like a shiny gunmetal. It doesn't look quite like a light silver. And you follow the car and the girl, and I think you see the girl lean over and talk to whoever's in the car. And then as she's talking to the person in the car, you're probably trying to position yourself so that you can see inside, right?
Yeah.
I think as you are doing that, you get closer to it, And it seems like there's something kind of forcing you back, almost like something is trying to stop you from seeing what this is. There's a weird sort of magical haze around this event. But I think you get close enough to see a man's hand reach out and touch this girl on the arm. And you hear a voice in your head that says, "Huh, I haven't seen those in a while."
Oh, interesting. I'm guessing that's Jadis.
Yeah.
I think Sammy says, "What do you mean, haven't seen those?"
"The rings on his hand. They're familiar. Very familiar. I haven't seen them in a long, long time, though."
"Do you know who this is?"
"By reputation."
"Then who is he?"
"Oh, you'll find out soon enough."
As if it would be that easy.
And I think at this point you realize you're not going to get any closer to see whatever this guy looks like. But you do see the girl get in the back of the car and then the car drive off.
And I get a good look at the rings because Jadis...
Yeah, you get a good look at the rings, but you can't see his face.
Okay.
Like I said, there's almost like a magical haze that kind of follows this car.
Okay, I guess she, comes back to the present and is like, "The same car that pulled up to you pulled up to her, and she just got in the car."
"She just got in?"
"Yeah, she Nobody just got forced in, her like to? He touched her, and she just got in."
"Okay, that's odd."
"I mean, maybe he touched you and sent you back into the bar, but..."
"Well, you saw, right? Like, did you see him touch me?"
"Did I?"
You didn't see him touch him, no."
And Sammy would shake her head and say, "No, if he did, it was in the fuzzy section. I didn't see it."
"Okay, so what do we do now?"
I think she texts Bjorn, "Did you find anything? ?
As you text Bjorn, I do want you to do one thing real quick. I think you look up after texting Bjorn, waiting to see, if he's going to respond or not. And Sammy, I want you to roll sharp for me."
"He's here, isn't he?" "He's watching me." That's a 7.
Okay.
Hold on. I just need to point out, for the past 3 rolls, I have rolled 1s. My 4 was a 1 and a 1 plus 2. My 8 was a 1 and a 4 plus 3. And my 7 was a 1 and a 4 plus 2. So I just need to put that out there.
You've rolled below average 3 times in a row.
Yes.
Sammy, you look up from texting Bjorn, and your eyes kind of drift across the street. And you notice there is a man standing across the street. And he's holding his phone up, almost like he's taking a picture or a video. And he notices that you notice him. And he turns around and walks into the alleyway between 2 buildings. If I can describe this guy... He is tall, probably taller than Oliver. He has fairly pale skin. He's wearing a long sleeve shirt and dark wash jeans. And he's wearing kind of like a flouncy shirt. The front of the shirt's open. And he has long black hair that goes down past his shoulders.
For the audience, I just like sighed and put my face in my hands because I obviously know what Sammy is going to do.
Oh, so do I.
But we're going to go to Bjorn because of how obviously vampiric that man was.
That too. It's a combination of knowing what he probably is and knowing what Sammy is going to do.
So we're
going
to go back to Bjorn.
Of course.
We're going to go back a little bit. Bjorn, what do you do to investigate this?
So Bjorn gets the texts and everything from the group chat, and he realizes that it would probably be really stupid to go up to this guy as an FBI agent because you'd probably know who he is or be able to infer based on what we learned about the Blackout Society and what they know.
They have your photo.
Yeah, they have my photo. So he is going to instead call Jolene.
Oh, okay. Yeah. You call up Jolene, and a couple answers. She says, "Hello."
"Hey, Jolene, I got a question for you."
Shoot.
"So I've heard about a missing person. I have reason to believe it could be something, related to my deal. just wanted to see if I could get some information out of you.
And she said, and you hear kind of flipping through a couple of pages, and she says, okay, yeah, we have one missing person file open. A girl reported missing a couple of days ago by her father. Does that sound familiar?
Yeah, that sounds right.
And she, you hear a couple of flipping through a couple more pages, and she says, we've been looking into it, but we haven't really found out much of anything. It looks like she's pretty flighty. She's gone missing before, not this long before, but, she ends up in our drunk tank a lot. What kind of information are you looking for?
Well, I just, this time around, I didn't think it would be good for me to go up asking for information again if you've already got it. So I, just kind of want to know her name, picture of what she looks like so I know who to look for. You've already given me some good information on just kind of her habits and what we know about her, so.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Her name is, Selena Juarez. She's 22, college student here. She goes to the community college. Like I said, she's got a couple of arrests, mostly for drunk and disorderly, one DUI. Yeah, her dad says she went missing from a club a couple days ago. We've been asking around, but no one's seen her since then, so it's kind of an open case. Is this one of your things?
Potentially. I just want to know more about the missing person to give myself some leads to look into.
She's, I mean, this is a bit of a value judgment, but she's kind of a typical sort of high-strung partying college student. She's, you know, kind of a dime a dozen at the school. I don't know what else I can really tell you about it without talking to her father.
Has her father officially come in besides just reporting it, or...?
Yeah, he came in a few days ago and reported her missing. He's been hounding us, but we haven't found anything yet.
Hmm, okay. Well, I just wanted to make sure I knew what information the police already had just to give myself kind of a head start.
Yeah, all right. Well, I'll send you everything I have, her record and everything, but let me know if you need any help or have anything else to report, I guess. Keep me informed, you know, the deal.
Yeah, I can do that. I for now, I'm just trying to look into it and see if this even is one of my things or not, so...
All right. Well, if it is, do let me know.
Will do. Thanks, Jolene.
Happy to help.
And Bjorn hangs up.
Okay. So are you going to do any other kind of investigation?
I mean, Sammy's already said that she's looking into it. Bjorn wanted to try and, you know, just find some of the more mundane information about things just so that he can do potentially a more regular investigation. So, I mean... The problem is he doesn't have any reason to believe that it's related to this girl herself and her life. I think he just wanted to know her name and picture so that he knew it. Because as far as we know, we didn't have that before, right?
Yeah.
Like, we knew the dad's name and we maybe could have gotten it from Oliver, but
You probably didn't have her picture before.
Yeah.
But...
Yeah. Yeah. Because he wants to know who he's looking for, you know?
Yeah.
So I think what he does is he texts the group chat and sends the picture. If he got that from Jolene, he would then... resend it to the group so that they all know what she looks like.
Sure. Okay. Yeah. So you all
beyond
have
that though, I don't think he's not gonna go like search the college or anything like that, because as far as we know, it's not related to her life specifically. It was just an encounter on the street. But at least he knows that in detail about her now if it does become relevant.
Okay.
So that's it. That's all he's doing.
Okay. Then I'm sure you're just gonna send that information to Sammy as she chases whoever this person is.
Well,
I have no doubt.
She was texting me something, wasn't she?
She asked what you had.
Oh, right. So then this is probably rather than the same time, so I would have just sent this, yeah.
All right. We're going to go over to Henry real quick. Henry, you're at school. You get some information. Are you going to look into it at all while you're in school?
I think I will. Yes. He is...
All right.
I don't know if this is going to happen during a class or during, say... You said it was around lunch period, so... Or midday, so...
I don't think I specified. I think I just said it's midday.
If given the chance, I think he might try to... Oh, that's right. If she's a college student, then info in the school system wouldn't really be helpful, would it?
You could look for mind stuff online. The white static. Sammy said that in the group chat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I think he's going to do a, just in general, you know, effectively this is the NetFriends move, but it's not really the same way because is not the move anymore. Yeah, he's gonna send out a...
do a little investigate a mystery?
Yes, I don't think he, I don't think he's got time to make a full YouTube video to ask about this in where he is right now, but...
No, I don't think so, but you can ask about it.
Yeah.
All right, yeah, go ahead and roll investigate a mystery, I think.
That is a 14 on investigate a mystery.
Dang. Okay. Yeah, that was boxcars there, my dude.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, go ahead and ask me two questions.
I know we as players have a hunch, but characters...
You as character don't.
Do not know. So I will ask, what sort of creature is this?
An interesting question. Yeah, okay. So I think you hear back your first question... You start to ask around, and I say, like, hey, who might have experienced something like this before, hypothetically speaking, of course. And you get a response that says, hypothetically speaking, that sounds like exactly what I experienced, this random person on the internet. That sounds exactly what I experienced when I was hypnotized. He says he doesn't know what by, but he was hypnotized into doing something he didn't want to.
Okay.
Two more questions. Well, one more question.
I know it's the catch-all, but what is being concealed here? Can he pull out anything else based on the info he's got and the info he sends out?
Based on what you know... I'm not sure based on what you know there's any more information to be gleaned here. Just based on the stuff you already know about. I think you're going to need some more information right now. But,
Can I re-ask that or not?
No.
Okay, fine.
Because I answered the question.
I know you did.
There's just nothing else for you to know based on the information you have right now.
All right.
Okay. So, but Henry can start thinking about this a little bit.
And I think he might, in response, on the group board, he'll say, sounds like a case of hypnotism, most likely.
Okay. So you send that back. Bjorn would probably see that. Sammy probably wouldn't. Let's go back to Sammy. Sammy, you see this guy disappear into an alley.
I mean, she's obviously going to chase after him in true Sammy fashion.
Of course.
Of course you are. Okay, Sammy. Roll act under pressure.
That's an 8.
That is an 8.
Okay. I have a 0 on cool, so straight 8.
So, Sammy, you take off running, and you hear Oliver kind of go, hey, what's going on? from behind you. And you leave him in the dust pretty quickly, and you run into this alleyway. And this is kind of an alleyway that goes straight through in the direction of the ocean. It's kind of a large three-story building in between two of these three-story buildings. And you run into the alleyway, and you don't immediately see where this guy has gone. But I think with an 8, I think you hear a noise above you.
Oh, I look up.
You look up and you see that there is the figure of this man that is running up the stairs on the side of this building.
Sammy goes up the stairs. I mean,
okay, there is no obvious way to get up the stairs. It's not like he grabbed onto some ladder or something. There doesn't seem to be any particular way to get up
there.
Is
this like a fire escape?
It's like a fire escape. Okay. Yeah, that's what I was looking for.
Can I use magic to do something beyond human limitations?
Absolutely,
and
you
make
can.
Myself jump higher?
Yes, you can. Go ahead and roll use magic.
Okay. Is Oliver in tow? I'm assuming he ran.
He's running behind her, but he's not as fast.
11 on
all
use
right.
magic.
With an 11, yeah, you jump way up there, you get onto the stairs and you start running. I think you when you hit the stairs, you make a big clank. And the guy kind of looks over the stairs down at you and kind of looks surprised and then keeps running up the stairs.
Yeah.
All right. So you follow him?
Yeah.
Okay. You follow this guy up the stairs and I think he disappears over the top a couple seconds before you do. And you get up there a couple seconds afterwards and look around and you see he is standing on the edge of the building, kind of eyeing the building across the way. These are sort of flat top buildings in this area.
Yeah. I think Chiselle's like, stop! What are you doing?
Do you keep running towards him or you kind of slow down?
Yeah.
You keep running towards him. He turns around and you see him look with confusion that you're still there. And then as you run towards him, he takes a couple steps back and then boing, jumps over with... He jumps really far. He like lands in the middle of the second building and keeps running along the tops, the rooftops.
Can I make the jump with doing something beyond human limitations, or is it still too far?
I think you need to roll weird again. And I'll let this count for any other future jumps for you.
15!
Hot dang, all right. Is that a full boxcars?
That's a box.
Yeah, it is. All right. Plus 3.
Yeah, Sammy, with a 15, you are easily able to keep up after this guy. And I think eventually he gets to the, like, kind of the far building on this area and just kind of stands on the edge and turns around and is utterly shocked to see you still following him. And he just kind of stops and he lets you catch up to him.
Oh, how nice of him.
He stands there kind of panting. He just kind of leans over and puts his hands on his knees to catch his breath. And looks up at you and waits for you to walk up to him.
She does so, and she says, like, I think she's kind of out of breath too. What are you doing here? You have something to do with that girl.
Why are you following me?
Because you're looking suspicious and a girl disappeared here.
Great, great. Awesome. Girl disappeared. Awesome. Perfect, perfect, perfect. And he kind of runs his hands through his hair and looks just kind of distracted all of a sudden, not paying attention to you at all. And then a couple seconds later, he turns around and goes, how the hell can you jump like that?
How can you?
Got my reasons.
my reasons. Okay.
Now that you're close enough to him, you can see he looks to be maybe in his late 20s. Do you say anything?
I think she just says... It doesn't matter what my reasons are, what your reasons are, just... What are you involved with this girl? The girl disappearing?
Why should I tell you anything? Not the interaction you thought it was going to be, huh?
I thought this conversation was
I work with the FBI!
Shush, you're not there.
I know.
What do you say, Sammy?
Wait, what did he say again? Sorry, I lost my...
He said, why should I tell you anything?
I don't know why he should tell me anything.
Because you work with the FBI.
Do I have my fake FBI badge?
That is entirely up to you.
I probably
If you were
do.
Going to investigate something, you might have brought it.
That's true. I haven't used the badge in a while, but I could flip out the badge.
What do you do?
Yeah. I think that sounds like something Sammy would do. She thinks this is like a person, you know, a suspicious person, but she flips out the FBI badge and says... I'm with the FBI, and I'm investigating this missing person.
I didn't know the FBI had, whatever you are.
She puts the badge away quickly.
He kind of just looks around on the roof. He almost looks like he's looking for an escape route.
Look, I didn't have anything to do with this missing person. I just heard something was going on, so I went to look into it. All right? Now, clearly you and I are something similar, I guess. I don't want any trouble. I just like to go on my way, if you don't mind.
I think Sammy crosses her arms and is like, I'll tell you what I am if you tell me what you are.
No, darling, that's not going to happen.
Listen, what did you hear was happening then? Can you at least tell me that?
Roll, manipulate someone.
Okay. I got an 8.
Okay. You're going to need to do something for them right now to prove them that you mean it. All right, how about this?
All right, fine. How about this? You tell me what you are. Maybe I'll tell you. Just so that we're on the same page. And I know you're not going to kill me.
She has her arms crossed still. And she kind of starts tapping like her fingers on like her upper arm. And then kind of huffs. Says, fine. I'm a witch child.
Damn. All right. Yeah. So probably not going to kill me. That's good. Good to know. I'm looking for someone. We'll leave it at that. All right. I'm looking for someone. I heard he was in the area. That's all.
Well, we could be looking for the same person. I'm looking for someone too.
And his face kind of changes a little bit and he looks a little more serious and he says, who are you looking for?
I couldn't see his face. I just saw his hand had some distinct rings.
And if this guy could be any paler, he turns a little paler.
Right. Yeah, that sounds like the same person. does like his rings. And you notice, actually, at this point, this guy is actually kind of fiddling with his hand. And you see he's actually fiddling with a ring on his own right hand.
Oh, does it look familiar?
It's a big, bulky ring. He's got his hand over it, though, so you can't quite see.
Okay. I think she says, all right, well, Bruce? Holds her hand out tentatively for him to shake.
He kind of stares at you for a second. Roll manipulate someone again.
I can't believe this is happening. A 9?
You're definitely not going to kill me.
No. I mean, I don't think I have a reason to if you're not involved. I promise. I promise I won't.
And the man below, also not going to kill me?
No, definitely not.
Yeah, all right. Sure, truce, I guess. I won't kill you, you won't kill me. Well, we can be friends, I suppose. And he reaches out and shakes your hand, and his hand is oddly cold.
Okay.
Look, it's kind of warm up here. Do you mind if we get out of the sun?
Yeah, we can head back down.
Cool. And he walks over the edge of the building and drops down. And you hear a startled, ah! From Oliver down below.
It's fine. It's okay. Sammy calls down.
You see Oliver looking up at you if you lean over the edge. He's like, okay. And Sammy...
Sammy drops down too, I guess.
Yeah, I think you can do that. You might use the, you know, whatever awning or whatever on your way down.
Yeah.
It's kind of the front of a building. There's no one around to see you, but you drop down. Oliver's like, so, who's this guy?
He's looking for the same guy we are. I didn't... And then she like turns to him and is like, I'm Sammy. You are...
He kind of gives a little wave and says, Severin.
Severin, ooh. yeah, Severin. We are going to go talk inside, she says to Oliver.
Do you two like ice cream? And he turns around and you guys happen to be standing in front of an ice cream place.
Sure, I like ice cream.
Cool, I'm starving. And he turns around and opens the door and walks inside.
Okay.
So,
ice cream with a vampire. See?
Actually, I have something to say about that.
Okay.
There's been all of the evidence for vampire, but a very important detail is this guy got winded when he ran away from you, and vampires can't breathe, so he can't be a vampire unless Susanna just got it wrong.
I mean, remember, there is such thing as
act, though.
Half.
Yeah.
There is half vampire, half human, otherwise known as a Damphir, so...
Oh, okay. Oh. That's fair. He could be of a type where he doesn't have that whole...
Or is that... Okay, I don't know. That's fair. Actually, that might be offspring of a vampire. I can't remember.
Or he could just be a really good actor, but we don't know.
All right. Let's keep going.
I'm just saying, I'm not totally sold on vampire. There's still part of me that thinks that Susanna's just giving us all these clues that are leading into the stereotype, but I don't know. It might actually be vampires. We'll see.
So you guys go into the ice cream place.
Yeah.
And I think there's some quiet as you guys order your ice cream and then sit down in kind of a corner booth. And I think he kind of takes a couple bites of his ice cream, just stares at you guys.
Thanks. And then Sammy says, you gonna tell me what you are?
No, certainly not.
I mean, we're gonna be working together.
I don't see how that changes anything.
What do you know?
I'm looking for a certain monster? A man. I'm looking for a man.
The man that I saw.
You saw a man?
Well, I saw his hand.
Right, the hand. Yes. That guy. Yeah.
Well, who is he?
His name is Raul. I don't know a last name. And it kind of gestures for you to come closer to him.
Sammy does? She leans forward.
Yeah, Sammy leans forward and Oliver leans forward too. And the guy kind of eyes you for a second and he says, he's a vampire.
It is a vampire! Sammy's eyes go wide. And she kind of like looks over at Oliver like, holy crap, you got touched by a vampire.
Yeah, Oliver is suddenly looking like a little nervous. And he says, okay.
I think she looks over at Severin and says, I think this is Oliver. I think he had a run-in with Raul. He kind of messed with his head.
And the guy kind of looks at you and then he turns around.
He kind of like looks around for a second, like looking like just to make sure there's no one looking at him. And then he blinks and his eyes turn fire engine red and he squints at Oliver and he blinks again and his eyes are back to this sort of cool blue green. And he says, oh, yeah, definitely. He's definitely been touched by.
touch only, right? Not bit. She kind of like looks over Oliver like.
touched in a sort of generic term. He doesn't really touch. It's not the touch, it's the, he talks to people.
Oh, okay.
It's kind of his thing.
Right. Well, apparently he's picking people up around town, or at least has picked one girl up. Who knows, there could be more.
How long ago?
Couple days.
How many days?
How many days, Susanna? I don't
four.
Know. 4 days ago. It was really hot.
And you see, he cringes. Right. I hate to tell you this. I hope she's not a friend of yours, but she's definitely dead by now.
Oh, okay.
I mean, if he doesn't like her, she's dead. But she, she's not a friend of yours, is she?
No, but, still unfortunate.
Yeah. This is an odd question, but what's she like?
She's 20s, college kid, like to party.
Nice.
Yeah.
I don't know, I might have kept her around. Yes, occasionally. But no, she's I don't want to get your hopes up. She's probably dead.
Okay, great. Now, where would they take her?
He'll dump us soon. Probably where we left her. Or probably where I found her, around there, somewhere. The spot you were at, I assume.
He would take her back? Is that why you were there?
I had a feeling. Does that make sense? And then I saw you two. And you were doing magic. So, yeah.
You can tell I was doing magic.
Oh, yeah. And he blinks at you again and his eyes turn that bright red color. And then he unblinks. I can see things, you know.
Interesting. She kind of like takes a very slow bite of her ice cream, like trying to figure out what's going on. So we're going to have to find Raoul, right? I mean.
Well, yes. I mean, I've been trying to do that for a long time, but I don't know. Maybe with some help. He looks uncertain.
I think she takes a second to pull out her phone and text the group chat and is like, Stanley, doesn't Henry have like a doctor's appointment? Don't you need to like pick him up? You know, like being like, get him out of school early. Like, doesn't Henry have a doctor's appointment?
And Stanley immediately texts back, yes, but can you remind me who the doctor is?
The dentist, remember? Doctor,
Teeth.
Good.
Teeth. I think teeth Dr. is what he assumes. Something with teeth. Yeah. Okay. So, yeah, he texts you back, teeth, got it. And, Henry, you get a text message that says, from Stanley, that says, hey, I'm on my way, meet me outside in a few minutes. Tell your principal you have a dentist appointment.
Okay, and then he just very calmly packs up his stuff, relays the information, and walks right out.
Okay. So, Sammy, do you say anything else?
To Severin?
Yeah.
In the group chat?
Whoever?
I think all Sammy would text would be vampire.
Okay, yeah.
Oh.
So you let everyone know there's a vampire in Thornvale. And that's where we're going to leave it.
Oh, man.
Oh, man.
I knew you were going to do that.